Hey guys, welcome to Gossip. I'm Caroline.
Oh, and I'm Erin.
And this is a podcast where we gossip.
Yes, this was a COVID idea come to life.
Four years later.
4 years later, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to be sipping on some wine and talking shit.
Yeah, so Caroline moved out not too long ago and we don't have as much time to catch up, so we thought this would be a perfect time to talk about stuff that, you know, we don't have time to talk about outside of this. And yeah, we can give you a little more background about who we are.
Oh, yes. I work in a psych ward.
We have really different jobs. I work in finance, working with people's 401ks, and Caroline wipes people's butts for a living.
No, sometimes, but but we just want to talk about a lot of random things that pertain to, you know, pop culture or
true crime. Basically anything worth talking about, we want to talk about it.
Anything relevant.
Yeah, and essentially the purpose here is we both just started full-time jobs, after you because I'm younger. And you know, you just want to decompress at the end of the day. So the whole point is kind of pour yourself a glass of your favorite beverage and, you know, have whatever you want. We don't judge. And, you know, just to join us for a little gossip session, I guess. So I think the topic of today's episode, is a lot about kind of relationships, because I feel like there's a lot to talk about at the moment.
There's a lot of high profile relationships right now. Yeah. And, you know, who doesn't love a good yap sesh about that?
What do you want to talk about first?
Well, one of the bigger things kind of today has been I've been watching a lot of Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, a lot of the people from the Olympics and The Bachelor, they're all on Dancing with the Stars. And so, I don't know, I was so intrigued. I don't know how you feel about this, Erin, if you've heard about it, but Joey from The Bachelor is on Dancing with the Stars. And obviously he's happily engaged to Kelsey, but his partner on Dancing with the Stars is Jenna Johnson, and they've been killing it. I've been watching the whole thing. And I feel like you don't have to be a dancer to know that it's like a pretty intimate sport, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's a job. It's a profession.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I read something somewhere that Joey had gone as far as to like ask producers to pair him with somebody who was like either in a happy relationship or married or something. Like, I think this woman is like has a child, she's in a stable relationship, just because he didn't want any of the noise or the backlash with him and Kelsey. But of course, like, you know, the internet, they love to take things and make it, yeah, and they just make it into something it's not. But yeah, the people behind their phone screens have determined that Kelsey should be worried about her relationship with Joey, and people are saying things like, you're so strong to be able to watch your man do that with another woman, blah blah blah.
It's so lame. Like, it's her, the other what's the other dancer's name, do you know, like his partner,
Jenna Johnson.
Like, that's, again, that's literally her job. Like, it's not like anything to do with a relationship.
Yeah, well, also like a really cool opportunity for Joey.
Yeah, obviously. And I get it, like, some of the dances they're doing, like, they're more intimate than others, but literally it's Dancing with the Stars. Like, Joey went out of his way to, you know, already ask, like, oh, could I be partnered with someone who's, like, you know, in a help, like, a relationship, kids, like, whatever. I don't know. I feel like that's so dumb, and people are just bored.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But our girl Kelsey, she's
I love Kelsey.
I did. She was, like, oh, gosh, she was one of my faves.
Yeah, me too.
Well, she is my fave, because now they're engaged, I should say. But she's secure in her relationship, but I feel so bad. Like, she felt the need to put out a statement, essentially saying, like, do you guys recall how we met? Like Joey was dating 30 other women.
True.
And she, you know, went on to say that she won the Super Bowl, which, like, yeah, girl, you did.
Joey.
But I don't know. I just think there's so many people out there who, number one, just want to cause drama, and number two, are clearly unhappy with their own relationship. And it's also funny because I was talking about,
I think that's like just must be really insecure people commenting that, because, like, literally you're on a dance show dancing with a partner, like
I don't know. Yeah, they're killing it though. Like, they're doing so well. Have you watched any of it?
No, actually, but you're making me want to watch
you should it. Watch it. It was really good. Well, because some of the people from the Olympics, like Steven the gymnast and Ilona the
rugby player,
yeah. They
I've seen clips of it and stuff, yeah, but I haven't seen,
like, I mean, who hasn't show. But yeah, I don't know. I'm casting my votes for, well, I don't know, I won't say.
Keep it to yourself until they win.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting on the topic of relationships, because obviously the internet, as we know, takes something really nice and makes it into something super ugly all the time.
All the time. Yeah, that's looking annoying.
Yeah.
But
like, this podcast is going to be a lot of like hot takes and like our opinions, but at the end of the day, like, we're not here to actually like shit on anyone and like their happiness.
It's more of a catch-up time for us that we were like, wait, let's share this.
We know way too much about pop culture, so why not?
I would say so. I'm more niche. I would say Caroline knows more about pop culture. I know a little more about like true crime and stuff, I think. I would say.
Well, yeah.
In comparison.
Things that are relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. But on the topic of relationships, I wanted to talk about Lana Del Rey marrying her alligator tour guide. I think that is so funny. Like,
was
how
he an
random.
Alligator? Was he an alligator? Like an
They keep calling him alligator tour guide, but I think she went to Florida or something like that. And like, I think they just went on like a nature tour, and that's how they met. Like, that's it. That's how they met. And basically, she was seen a bunch of times with the tour guide since then, I think. And he must be extremely charming, because, like, it's just funny. Like, the guy is just, like, such a normal-looking dude. I'm sure he's awesome, but I'm just like, it's Lana Del Rey. Like, I don't know.
I feel like I've seen a little bit about this, like, just on Instagram and stuff. But I did see something, because I think he takes a lot of celebrities around.
He must, honestly. I didn't look that far into it. I just kind of like looked at the basics, and basically I don't know, again, I'm sure the guy's great, but it's just like there's something really cute about the whole thing, because I'm like, oh, that's like really wholesome, like you just like authentically met a person. Because I feel like in like for celebrities, it's hard to authentically like meet someone like when everyone knows who you are.
Yeah,
so I don't know, there's something cute about it, but also so weird. I don't know, I feel like it's something to be talked about though, because like not all celebrity relationships need to be like conventional and whatnot. And they're obviously not, but I don't know. Props to her for not, like, giving a fuck about, like, what people are thinking. Because they do have an age gap, too. She's 39 and he's, like, 49, I think. I think it's, like, a 10-year age gap, which, again, whatever. But I just think it's so crazy.
Live your best life,
Live your best
I guess.
Life. Yeah, go Lana Del Rey.
Except, like, does this guy have, like, a family? I think he has a... Does he have a family? Like...
Okay, I feel like... I don't know if this is true because I just, like, saw it scrolling on Instagram. But, like, apparently the girl who's, like, this guy's daughter, like, found out, like, through Instagram that her dad was seeing Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
So, imagine just scrolling on Instagram and being, like, just seeing paparazzi photos of your dad and Lana Del Rey. That's how I think. But that could be fake, but that's what I saw.
That's wild. My God. You're just like, oh, dad, that's where you've been?
Yeah, exactly.
Come home, dad.
That's where you've been. Oh my god. But that's basically all I have on that. I just like, I feel like there's not much to it, and honestly I think that's hilarious. It's literally just, yeah, like they met on like whatever wildlife tour that she went on, and
yeah,
you know,
they really hit it off.
Yeah, they really hit it off.
Yeah, that's wild. There's, yeah, like we said before, there's so many like high profile relationships that you could just go on and on about. Our personal favorite is Justin and Haley.
Oh, we love Justin and Haley.
Yeah, big fans.
Big fans.
And arguably one of the most talked about relationships in the public eye.
Yeah.
And they just added another little Bieber to their little family. Oh. Jack Blues.
I know. Thank God they named him something something regular, you know.
Something regular. I know. I feel like celebrities name their kids really wild things because they feel like they can, which is fine. I mean, whatever floats your boat, but like,
yeah.
Jack Blues, there's just something about that I think that's really wholesome.
I agree.
Oh my god, before I dive into talking about their relationship, I just have to share a quick story about something that happened the other night.
Okay.
I was asleep, and in the morning I woke up and my boyfriend told me I was aggressively tapping him on the shoulder, and I am a chronic sleep talker. Like, this isn't...
Oh my god, it's like unreal the amount that she sleep talks. It's scary.
This isn't new, but I hadn't done it in a while, and I was aggressively tapping him on the shoulder. So we woke up and I was like, what? And I was looking over him, like, so creepy, and I said, Justin Bieber's teeth got cut off.
Oh my god.
And what? Before he even had time to respond, I had like flopped back over on my back and just like continued mumbling to myself.
So this is how much Caroline thinks about Justin Bieber and how much she loves him so much.
No, yeah. I don't know. I must have watched something or saw a clip like before I fell asleep. I don't know. But we were laughing so hard and I was like, oh, like were my eyes opened? Were they crossed? And he was like, well, they were open, but it was like they weren't working.
You have a habit of like looking cross-eyed at people basically when
yeah,
you're
like when lights you're on, nobody was home.
Thank you for sharing that.
Anyway, I have a sleep talking problem, but Justin, I really hope your teeth are okay.
Hope they aren't cut off.
Yeah. So
okay, Caroline, I've told her so many times, I'm like, okay, don't talk too closely to the microphone. And she's like, so
I'm gonna move on from that because, you know, I feel like as much as we love to follow Justin and Haley and everybody wants to see their kid, they're obviously, you know, in the newborn phase and they haven't really been seen much since the birth of their son. So from what we've seen, like, Justin is absolutely rocking this Papa Bear mug. I don't know if you've seen that, but he like fully just like went to church with this Papa Bear mug.
Oh, I don't know what's a Papa Bear mug.
It's literally a mug that just says Papa Bear on it.
Oh, let's go.
It's great. So cute. It's adorable.
That is cute.
And there was, I think, an image of them that, I don't know, maybe they've been seen more than this, but like they got out of their little like van to go to church and she just looked gorgeous. She had on this like cheetah print, like long coat, baggy jeans, like little 90s glasses on. And but yeah, we just love them and we hope they're soaking in their little family.
Yeah. So happy for them.
But they face a lot of negativity and backlash.
I know, it's like, so sad.
It's horrible. Like I pulled up my Snapchat the other day and there's always some like BS article. The most recent one I've seen was Haley being labeled as an irresponsible mother.
She's been a mom for like a couple months. Like,
no, what? I know. They're like, oh, you're such an irresponsible mother because she's been seen out of the house like 3 times.
Oh my god.
Like,
what a bitch.
How dare she? Like, one of them, I think she was getting dinner with her good pal Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Who is also a mom, so that was probably nice for her to like
understand, have someone
chit chat and whatever. And the other one was like with her husband going to church. So there's a disconnect. Relax.
She's doing great.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
All is well.
All is well.
But anyway.
But okay, this is on a different topic, but something I really wanted to talk about. And it's the new show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And this has something to do with relationships. We said that was kind of the general topic here.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all, but I have heard from multiple people that it is like one of the most entertaining shows they've ever seen.
I literally watched it in about a day. It was so good. And also, like, I just love reality TV, so mindless, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, to give background, I'll kind of explain to you what it is. Okay. So, if you're not familiar...
I'm going to pause here. You were telling me about this show the other day, and I don't know if you were in, like, a rush or cooking dinner. We were on the phone. She goes, The Secret Lives of Amish Wives! And, like, just completely moved on, like, didn't even,
I had no idea what I had just said.
No, I was like, I have to stop you there.
Because I have to stop you there.
I just know that's not what this is called.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for sharing. But, let me tell you, so, this all stems from Mom Talk, so... Mom Talk is like an area of TikTok where moms will share, you know, like their experiences, parenting tips and whatnot. But then there's specifically Mormon Mom Talk, where there are people like Taylor Frankie Paul, Whitney Leavitt, and then the other people who are in the show too are Demi Macy, or it's actually Demi, not Demi. And then there are more people too. But yeah, so they essentially do the same thing, but it's for like Mormon moms because they live very like, you know, devout lives. But these girls are really breaking barriers, I would say.
Breaking barriers for the Mormons?
Yeah, for, like, Mormon wives.
Yeah.
Like, because I think, like, the women in that culture are, like, kind of, like, you do as your husband says, and, like, they're kind of breaking the mold, like, trying to be more, like, current and modern and, like, not quite the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, basically, there's one of the main women in this group is Taylor Frankie Paul, and so there was, like, this huge swinging scandal that... Taylor made super public with a video of her just like talking about it. like, and the other, like, Mormon moms or and wives or whatever, were, some of them were part of it, not all of them, but they were like, oh my god, like, this girl just completely outed us. Like,
what do you mean? Like,
so basically, she specifically called it soft swinging, which she explained that she and her then husband, his name's Tate Paul, they had mutually agreed to, like, we'll say, like, explore intimacy with other members of the swinger group, but only under two specific conditions. Both of them must be present.
What?
And, and, oh, and neither, like, they couldn't have sex. Like, you couldn't go, like, all the way, is, like, the way that she explained it. So you can imagine.
But, like, who... I understand, like, breaking barriers and, like, doing things
That are... That's... I wouldn't say that that has anything to do with the swing.
Okay, see, this is where I'm confused because I don't understand.
No, I'm explaining mom talk to you first.
Oh, sorry.
Now we're talking about a girl from mom talk. Oh. This is something she did.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Taylor crossed that line, the other two that I... the two conditions. So I think she slept with one of the guys or whatever in the group. And so she and her husband got divorced, and... then this group of women also, of Mormon mom talk, I think they were already TikTok famous, but, like, this event, this whole, like, soft swinging thing and, like, Taylor releasing a video about it is what I think got them, like, even more recognition, and then they got a show out of it, which is The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
And when you say mom talk, this is on TikTok?
TikTok. That's what they call it in the show.
I, like, swear to God, like, but you can make anything from TikTok.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, people get famous. Like, she got... like, they have a TV show basically just because... a bunch of Mormon wives were soft swinging, you know? But basically, the show, it's so crazy to watch because, like, I don't know, there's just a ton of drama if you're, like, into reality TV. Like, some of them are, like, they complain that others are more Mormon and then others aren't Mormon enough. And, like, some of the husbands are super shitty and controlling, but not all of them. Some of them are great. And there's just so much drama, and it's fantastic, and you have to watch it.
I would be interested from... like, people who are actually Mormon, I would be
those
so...
those people are actually Mormon.
No. I mean, like, people who are watching the show that are actually Mormon. Oh, I would love to know...
because I have such an outsider perspective. Like, I have no idea.
I'm right. I mean, like, we are not Mormon. Obviously. But I would love to know... like, obviously, we're entertained, but I would love to know, like, people who are Mormon who are watching the show, like, what is their... what is your perspective of that?
Like, I know. Well, I think, like, there are some people who are probably, like, horrified. They're like, oh, my God, these girls are, like, so non-traditional, like... oh my god. But then I bet there are some Mormons, especially the women, who are like, oh my god, yes, like, this is making me feel so empowered, like, I am an independent person, like, you know. So I think it's, like, I think it's actually a really good thing. Like, I like what they stand for. Like, they're trying to, like, break the mold of, like, the stereotypical, like, Mormon wife, like, bow down to your husband, basically, and they're like, you can be your own person and also be Mormon at the same time. So, like,
interesting. Yeah.
And I can give you a little more insight into the, like, some of the parts of the show if you want.
Yeah, well, I would like to pause on the soft swinging. Is that
you're like, like, I can't get past
I
this.
Am not I can't get
no
past
I don't
it.
Think this I feel like that's not like what is your question?
Like, I know what swingers are. Like, I know what swingers are.
Yeah, like a non-monogamous,
right?
Non-monogamous a non-monogamous relationship, is that correct?
I don't know. But is it just like
polygamous?
You can hook up, but you can't have sex.
This is just like
on Mom Talk.
No, not Caroline. No,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is just Taylor.
This is hard to follow.
This is just Taylor.
Okay. Just Taylor.
Like, announce this, and I think there are just other people in the group also participating. Like, it's not like all of Mom Talk was Mormon Mom Talk was participating in the soft swinging.
Gotcha. Okay, but that's what it is. So that's what soft swinging is. Like,
I guess so. Like, that's like, to my understanding, is like pretty much everything but sex, like, with someone else's husband.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It really...
I need to watch the show.
You do. Like, it's, like, I'm not doing the best job of explaining it, but, like...
No, you're doing fine. I'm...
just clearing things
up. I'm clearing it up. I'm clearing it up.
But one of my favorite girls on the show is Demi. You would love her. I, like, just related with her so hard. Like, I just saw myself reacting the same way she did in a lot of instances. And this is, like, okay, basically, too, I think the catalyst for the show was the soft swinging. But, like, it's, like, barely covered. Like, episode one, they're like, yeah, this happened, and Taylor released this video. And then they just moved on. Like, it wasn't really talked about that much.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, sorry for that sound. That's Caroline's shitty microphone again.
I'm sorry. I'm adjusting because my hand... I wish that you guys could see what's happening right now. My hand is just cramping.
Yeah. No, she's doing great. But... Basically, though, there's an episode. This isn't me talking about Demi, who I just love. I thought she was awesome. And basically, they confronted this girl. I'm just going to give you a really, like, generalized version of what happened. But they confronted this girl, Whitney, who's on the show, for being basically a snake. And she couldn't handle the conversation they were having. And so she just walked away crying. And, like, I'm like, no, like, face the mess that you created type of thing. You understand.
Face the music.
Yeah, face the music. And so then, like, Demi walks into, like, where all the other girls are comforting Whitney because she was crying. And Demi was like... Like, it was so funny. Like, they're all consoling her, and Demi was just like, girl, what the fuck's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, basically kept coming at her. And I was like, oh, honestly, God. Like, it was hilarious. Like, she deserved it. And, like, basically all these girls, like, were agreeing with Demi, like, behind the scenes. And then, like, to Whitney's face, they were like, it's okay. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, being fake.
Yeah, basically. And, like, oh, yeah, God. It was just really funny, and it was hilarious. And in that moment, like, I don't know. I just was like, I love you, Demi. Or Demi. Oh, my God. It's Demi.
It is Demi.
It's Demi.
That's but it's why I'm spelled like Demi.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
Wow.
Yeah, but then there's this, like, other drama, like, Taylor had drama with Whitney, and then, like, some of the other girls had drama with Whitney, so I think, like, the common denominator is just Whitney. Like, Whitney sucked, I think.
Okay.
Well, but also, it's just reality TV, so I don't really know, like,
I mean,
what's real, what's not, you know, but.
Whitney.
Yeah. And then, oh, this is, like, more the relationship part of it, is... Jen is one of the girls on the show, mm-hmm. and also on Mormon Mom Talk and whatnot.
Yeah.
And her husband's Ben Affleck's cousin, Zach Affleck.
That's a random connection.
And Zach seems to be a real piece of shit.
Okay.
Like, I hated that part of the show. Like, there's a part where, like, they're in Vegas for Layla. I'm just going to say a bunch of, like, random names, and these are just people on the show. But it was Layla's birthday. She's single. And the other girl, Jessie, planned, like, a surprise thing for them when they're in Vegas. And it turned out to be, like, they were going to a strip show, and they, like, met the strippers and whatever. Jen was, like, beside herself. Like, the poor thing, because she knew that Zach, her husband, would just absolutely hate it. And when she told him over the phone, she was like, I didn't even know this was happening. Like, you know, like, I get it, like, not ideal, whatever. He, like, was threatening to divorce her. And, like, are you that insecure? You know?
Because of the strippers?
Yeah. She had, like, Jen had no, it's not like they were, like, it was literally they just met them.
I mean...
She was sobbing, like...
Is this a hot take? Like, strip clubs, like, especially when people are getting, like, married or something,
but
like...
sitting down watching a show. Like, no one's, like, right. paying for services.
No, exactly.
It's, like, a big, like, performance in Vegas. Like, it's, like, imagine, like, sitting in, a auditorium, and then on the stage are, like, the strippers. It's, like, a Magic Mike show.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is, like, so many people have issues with that, and I feel like I've always said, like, I don't know, it's, like, it's literally a... performance, and
yeah,
it's
exactly
like somebody's job.
Also, not to mention, it was a surprise party. Like, none of the other girls knew where they were going, so it's not like Jen, like, actively didn't tell her husband. She just showed up and was like, oh shit, like, my husband's gonna hate this. Like, she
right
didn't know.
So that's not necessarily, like, that's not
either.
Her fault.
No, it's not. And he was literally like, I'm gonna divorce you. Like, they have two kids, maybe two, one, they have, like, a kid together at least.
Interesting.
I don't know, ridiculous.
Well,
and then
what you...
also, he's, like, super upset with her for this. And he's out, like, he has, like, a gambling problem, pretty much. She's the breadwinner. She's paying for him to go through medical school. And he's out gambling.
And he's out gambling.
And also,
her
I'm
money.
Pretty sure in the Mormon culture, like, gambling's really frowned upon, too.
I'm sure it is.
So I'm just like, oh, you're shitting on her for going to a surprise birthday party with strippers that she didn't even know was happening. And you're out gambling with her money.
Right. That's.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just hypocritical at that point.
And ridiculous. Yeah. And yeah, basically though, the two of them talked, like, all that night. Then the next day, like, they must have talked all day, because then she, like, appeared. This has happened in the episode, and she was like, everything's great and everything's fine. That conversation was, like, so needed, and, like, it was just, like, you could tell she's in a super shitty relationship. And she kind of starts to come to that realization throughout the show and talked a little more about it. So I think there's a second season that's going to come out, like, probably in 2025, and I'm sure they'll get more into her relationship with him.
Yeah.
But he, like, sucks. He seems super controlling.
Hmm. Well, I want to go back to the strippers, just relating it back to, like, real life and real time.
Yeah.
I know so many people that are, like, so highly offended, like, for, like, a bachelor or bachelorette party or something like that. Like, they get so mad about, like, going to a strip club and yada yada. And, of course, if you're paying for services, I mean, that's cheating. I get that. But... I don't see why, like, I don't know. I feel like it's almost tradition, maybe.
Like,
I don't
it was
know.
Just something that was, like, supposed to be super silly and funny. It's, like, also, it's, like, why is... They're on a reality TV show. Everything's filmed. Like, right. He can watch it back and be like, oh, she was, like, super uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. It's just so dumb. And, like, yeah. So maybe it was just
for the show. Oh, she was thinking of me.
Yeah. Like, oh, fucking idiot. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, though. Yeah, it's, like, obviously, like, maybe don't, like, pay to have a fucking lap dance or something like that. But, like, if you're going on, like, a bachelor, like, party, whatever, and, like, you happen to be in a strip, like, whatever.
Who cares?
Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
That, clearly, the guy's super fucking insecure. I'm like, really? You're married with a kid and, like, you can't trust your wife to, like, go to, like, a birthday party at a strip show? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little much.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Anyways, you have
sounds
to
like
watch
a, it sounds like a good show, though. I mean,
it's so good.
I'm a whore for reality TV. Oh,
same. Like, just getting out of work and you're like, well, I want something completely mindless to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's pretty much all I got. I mean, yeah. I mean, more to come for sure. We're just going to be hopefully doing a different, kind of different theme each week. But like whatever comes to mind, we just want to chat about.
So. Yeah, we just want to talk about it. Whatever we find interesting. I mean, it could be anywhere from like true crime. I also think like talking about just like life in general doesn't have to be like.
Doesn't have to be like current events.
Pop culture, still, current events. But just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Literally anything. Like I'm turning 25 pretty soon. And I feel like that is a pretty major milestone. So
basically 30.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Just kidding.
You take
that
back.
No.
You take that back right now.
I'll take it back right now.
But anyway, I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed gossiping and decompressing with us.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. We weren't sure how the first episode was going to go, and I feel like we had a lot to chat about, so.
We're going to make a TikTok and an Instagram. You can preview our episodes and, like catch up.
We're working on getting like equipment and stuff and like kind of a setup so that we look legit official.
Legitness.
Caroline.
Sorry. You know that Vine. Yeah. Or is it a Vine? I just aged myself when I said that.
Like, okay, I'm wearing the headphones. We only have one set of headphones. That's another thing we need to get. So she has no idea how loud that just was in my ear.
Sorry. But yeah, we want everyone to participate in the shit talk and the gossip.
Yeah,
so
we
tell
want
us,
you to feel like you're gossiping with us.
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear about. I mean, after work, like we all know, after a long day of work, you want to listen to something absolutely mindless.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pour yourself a drink. Maybe go for a walk. Whatever whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, even if this is like, you know, you can listen to it on your commute home from work if you just want to like not think about anything because your day sucked, or maybe it was great and you want to listen to our podcast anyways, you know?
I don't know who would want to listen to us talk.
I mean, I sure do.
I love hearing myself talk. That is a quote Aaron said directly before we started talking. I love to hear myself.
So this should be great.
Yeah. But anyway.
Again, thank you so much for listening. Caroline and I are really excited about this. And yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right.
See you next time, because we're going to record another one soon.
See you later.
Bye.